All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program.
See?
What?
I like this time of year.
Why's that?
There's no penalty for going off script.
Yeah. We've been all over the place today.
Because there really is no script.
Unless you want to get back to talking some summer league, because I'm all for it.
No. We do have to come up with a
parlay. We got our Hard Rock parlay coming up later on this hour.
So let me
hour.
Ask you this.
We missed it by inches yesterday, a plus 3,000 parlay. Augustin Ramirez, nearly. I got to say, when this catcher's up there, that's got to be such a crazy situation where you're like, well, I got nothing to lose. I'm going to get crazy out here. Marcos, did you see him at all yesterday throwing the lollipops, the 33-mile-an-hour, or were you out on Marlins by the time it got to 12-2?
No, I was awaiting your text. I did not catch it in person.
He was throwing like it was damn rookie of the year, like throwing the lollipop softball. And it's like you just saw it. You're like, I cannot believe this is where we're at because they're trying to get through this game. They've been smoked so bad by the Marlins. And we're just sitting here. And I'm like, man, Ramirez. Because Ramirez, listen, he's a rookie. He wants to hit him some tater tots.
Yeah.
And he was licking his chops. And he's like, but that guy, that catcher who was throwing for the Reds, he was he wanted no part of throwing anything with any velocity. He's like, by the way, only gave up a run.
You know,
did better than most of his pitching counterparts.
The guys who are actually
pitchers. He goes, why don't you guys try this? Throw super slow.
I was gonna ask, is that like a on purpose strategy of like just throw them up like that? Like,
yeah, I think he's just like, let's see if they can just, if they'll try and tomahawk it and they'll try and maybe hit it into the ground or one guy popped out to the catcher.
Okay.
The first couple guys got it done. And like, so Ramirez gets the double. He comes around to score and then he ended up getting out of the inning.
So I can be a pitcher?
For an inning?
I was at Dave and Buster's the other day and I threw like a heater. It was like 52.
Wow.
Look at that.
Oh, I remember. Well, I was in Cleveland when I first got to Cleveland. They used to have the thing in the stadium where you could check your speed as a pitcher. 97.
I don't believe it.
No,
I do.
Dave South says
Dave and Buster's.
Dave South says that Kasperis is playing in the bummer league. He's gonna turn it around. I'm telling you.
Sure.
It doesn't start till you get to Vegas. All he needs is to hit 1-3. He hits 1-3. I'm telling you, the floodgates are going to open.
Well, in three games, he only hit one shot.
I understand. I understand. He has gotten to the free throw line.
Yeah. And you know what? He will contribute in regards to assists, rebounds, personal fouls. 8 of them, by the way, in one game. Not sure if you remember that.
He was aggressive.
Yeah. Yeah, he was.
He was aggressive.
Yes, indeed, he was.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia miles in inventory at the Sports Sorrento and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Fish will be back at it tonight, 7:10. Sandman on the hill for the Marlins, Sandy Alcantara. So Fish will try and get that. The Binks! Inter Miami takes on New England Revolution at 7:30 from Gillette Stadium. The Giants yesterday beat the Phillies via inside the park walk-off home run. That was kind of cool. Hit that brick.
Oh, that's cool.
You ever seen Inside the Park home run live?
No, I haven't. Not live.
Let me tell you.
That's fun.
Once they round second and get halfway to third, some heavy breathing.
Emilio Bonifacio, I was in attendance for him doing it on an opening day.
Oh, that's the guy who doesn't like being touched in the head?
Does he not like being touched in the head? I don't recall.
Who they used to pat on the head and he would get.
I don't know.
I think that was him.
Maybe. I don't recall that.
I think it was Jennifer Figueroa, actually.
Doesn't like being touched in that. I saw I was there for that one. Derek Lee. I was there when Derek Lee hit a home run and an inside the park home run in the same game.
Mm-hmm.
Love Derek Lee. He needs to also be in the Marlins.
Well, home. You didn't even have to. Not for nothing. But if you did that at Marlins Park, you didn't really have to hit it far because it rolled like. Once it got to past the outfield, it rolled for like 30 yards.
If you could hit it in the Bermuda Triangle, it would kind of bounce all over the place. That was the sweet spot.
British Open isn't this week. Open Championship. Scottish Open.
Oh, samesies.
Juan Pierre.
Open Championship.
Juan Pierre had an inside the park home run?
Against the Giants.
At Marlins Park or at AT&T?
I'm sorry, against the Tigers. At Marlins Park.
Or at Pro Player.
Pro Player.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Luis Castillo, did he have one?
Yeah. I feel like he had one. Did he hit one and he also hit one from the right side? I don't know. The ones I was in attendance for, though, was Derek Lee and for Emilio Bonifacio.
Wow, so you've seen two? That's cool.
I've seen two.
Look at that.
I've seen two. Steve says, Stunt Steve says, I thought Bonifacio was going to be a Marlins legend after that. He was not.
He was not.
He was fun, though. It's fast. Very fast.
I remember his name, so he had to be somehow relevant.
What?
Yeah, if I know your name, you were somehow relevant.
I'm glad that we caught you up there.
Emilio Bonifacio. Pretty good.
You think Jaime Jaquez is looking at Pelle Larsen? He goes, uh-oh.
Yeah, I do. I do think that. But the NBA loves this guy.
Who?
Jaime Jaquez. Wasn't he like an insider for the playoffs?
He was an insider. Yeah, he was a correspondent. But he says he's working with a mental coach in this offseason.
I did hear that. I don't know. He's got to be looking at it like, ooh. If not that, I mean, look, like you said, Haywood Highsmith is looking at Keyshot or looking at everyone. Like, these minutes are going to have to come from somewhere. And it seems like those two are at the bottom of the totem pole.
I don't think that anybody – I don't think those two are helping his case because I feel like he's going into this year already like having to prove himself to get minutes because last year didn't go so hot. But, I mean, I don't know, man. Pella's playing so good.
Yeah.
And he played good last year. And it's not like
– He did.
It's not like he's some guy who came out – you did pick him in the second round. So he is one of your – like, you picked this guy. You obviously like him a lot.
Yeah.
So I don't feel like there's going to be any of that politicking either.
Got to get the young guy's got to get some run.
But it's young guy versus young guy here. I mean, older sophomore versus, I guess, what are you, in your third year? Are you a veteran? Is that what it counts?
Or after you're a veteran year? After your second year.
Okay, so he's a veteran.
What?
Yeah.
I don't count that.
What?
2 years?
As long as you ain't a rookie no more.
Anyone can do it for 2 years.
Really?
Can't you do it for three?
I thought you had to get to three. So second year, you're a veteran?
I mean, you're just not a rookie.
You're not a rookie. You can't be a vet, though. There has to be a
You're thinking team. A veteran as being an old
I feel
guy.
Like Jaime Jaquez, if he makes Kasprzak Jakaciones pick up his laundry, I'm like, hey.
Yeah.
You know, Bam can do
you
that.
You can do that in second year. No.
Really?
Yeah, you might not get away with it, but you can do it. As long as you're not a rookie.
Well, if he does pick up that laundry, I know where he can bring it.
Oh.
To the best dry cleaning in South Florida, dude! And that's our friends over at A&T Dry Cleaners. The owner's Ara. That's our guy right there. You guys can call or text Ara anytime. His number is 954-610-9383. That's 954-610-9383. 9383, Leroy.
They have a seamstress on site, Ara's mother.
Mm-hmm.
So you know you're getting the best care because mamas tend to take care of your stuff.
She takes, she shields it down.
They can pick up, drop off your orders, and they service all of South Florida. South Florida, Dade, Broward, Southern Palm Beach. All you have to do is give them a call, 954-610-9383. And Mitchell Tobin and Leroy,
25% off. That is a nice little summertime discount. You want your wardrobe looking good. You got vacations coming up, or you don't want to do it when you come back from vacay. Let A&T Dry Cleaners handle it for you. You want to get a jump on the school uniforms because back to school will be here before you know it. A&T Dry Cleaners will take care of all of it for you. Again, their number is 954-610-9383. Once you use A&T Dry Cleaners, you'll never want to launder your own clothes again. Heart Radio and TuneIn apps streaming there at all times, and you can get your podcast there as well. The Heat, they will be back at it on Friday as they start Vegas Summer League. I believe Norman Powell speaking to the media today, so we will get to hear from the latest member of the Miami Heat.
Do you think he'll, for some reason, mention...
So you imagine you want me to just get on the Zoom call and be like, hey, Norm, Brendan Tobin, 56 WQM. What do you think of this?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
And then be like, what's your relationship with AJ Greer? And then you're good.
You guys really want my credentials revoked this year. It's really what you want. That's what you want to happen. Okay. Let us get to our favorite part of the show.
Oh, yes.
Which is, it's time to get a little spicy.
Oh. All right.
It's time for our bet of the night. Yeah. Which is sponsored by Hard Rock Bet. Hard Rock Bet is legal in Florida and the place to bet on your teams today and every day. Hard Rock Bet has props, parlays, and live play-by-play betting. And the no-regret first bet up to $100. If your first bet doesn't win, you get your money back to try again. Hard Rock Bet is offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. You must be 21 and physically present in Florida to play. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned about gambling? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT.
I'm looking.
Be careful, though.
It's spicy.
Why is it spicy?
Let's go ahead. Like, we got let's.
Leroy, what do you fix your camera before you even?
Yeah,
look.
Fix your camera, Leroy. You're off.
What happened? Why did it go way over there?
That's a little bit weird. I don't exactly know.
It usually goes the other way.
Oh, that's strange. It's got a mind of its own. These cameras. I feel like they've been a little bit more reckless lately. Going all over the place, doing what they please.
Summertime cameras.
Got a mind of their own. Mm-hmm. All right, Leroy, you got anything that you like tonight on the Hard Rock app? We got the Pinks in action tonight.
The Pinks.
We got PSG versus Real Madrid tonight.
What?
For the is that the championship? Or are they
semifinal.
Done with that already?
Semifinal. Okay. Club World Cup semifinal.
Yeah.
What?
So
we got.
You
gotta
help me out with some of these because
we
I'm
got Marlins. Marlins are in action tonight.
Oh, the Marmars. Yeah. That's what we call them.
Because for some reason, the Marlins are underdogs.
They are underdogs. I saw that. I saw
that. So is it because of the little faith they have in Sandy?
Maybe just a home team turning it around. They don't think they're going to get a 4-game sweep is hard.
And they've lost the first three?
They've lost. No, this was the third game. Tomorrow's the fourth.
Okay.
But I'm guessing, yes, Sandy has struggled. That's part of it.
But so much so.
But the Marlins are rolling around.
I know.
That's what I'm saying.
What about the other pitch? Let's see pitching. So it's Andrew Abbott.
Ah.
Let's see.
Sandy.
Let's take a little look at that Andrew Abbott, huh?
So he must be pretty good. They have him getting 5 or more strikeouts because
he's cooking this year. Andrew Abbott, he's 7-1 with a 2.15 ERA.
Okay.
He has...
Uh-oh.
Almost a strikeout in an inning.
Filthy.
Has given up 10 home runs in his 15 starts.
Ooh, all right.
Ooh, look at that.
So
we got a meatball on the way. That's a spicy
meatball.
Let's do meatball.
This. I'm going to go pitching.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Bounce back game for Sandy. 6 strikeouts. Six.
I'm going to bet the over.
On
strikeouts?
Of the game.
Okay.
Runs over.
Right.
Runs over.
Okay.
Which is scary because the Reds can't score.
So over 8.5 runs today.
Ooh, that's – what's that?
5-4 game.
No, is that plus money or minus money?
Minus 115.
What is under?
Under is minus 105.
Oh.
So they, like, yeah.
Marlins to win is plus 120.
All right. See, 5 strikeouts is minus 145. 6 strikeouts plus 140. Can he get 6 strikeouts? He averages a strikeout an inning.
You talking about Abbott?
Abbott. Yeah.
I don't know, man. Marlins are.
That's what I'm saying.
Marlins lineup's hot right now,
but
dude.
But he is 8.
Yeah, but they suck right now, dude. I know. They suck.
That's why I'm gonna do the under. The under on the game.
The under? We're betting an under. This is why you're not a vibe to parlay with, dude.
Wow.
You're not a vibe.
That is it,
to
dude.
Gamble with.
That is it.
Who wants to bet an under?
Boo.
Are you killing me, dude? This is not.
I want to win.
Okay, the segment is spicy. Not, hey, this is perfect temperature.
Spicy.
Perfect.
Wait, so you're saying because I didn't go over, that means I'm not spicy?
It's not. To be honest with you. Like, who wants to root for a pitcher's duel?
They're called chili peppers, Leroy. Not all green right, peppers.
Let me go. Fine. Well, you got to parlay it with something else, though. You can't just go with an under.
I know.
You want to bet on a? Hey, we got a Cooper Flag versus Bronny tonight. You want to bet on a little summer league?
Ooh. Oh yeah. Wait, let me go.
Oh, now he'll bet on this summer league guy. Wow. Look at this guy. Look at this guy over here. Now he wants to bet summer league.
I don't want to.
Mavs are a dog tonight.
Hold on. Wow.
Plus did you guys hear about the most expensive ticket to that summer league game?
Yes.
$2,500?
Jeez.
That's what I heard.
All right, ready? Here we go.
The Hawk and Crowder show.
Here we go.
What about Caitlin Clark's return?
Ooh.
Yeah, but she's been terrible lately.
They are dogs tonight against the Valkyrie. Mm. Oh, they're playing? Are they playing already? Why the hell are they playing right now?
Who?
The Fever and the Valkyrie.
What? Yeah, they are playing right now.
What's the singular of Valkyrie?
Valkyros.
Wait, but it's Valkyries. So what the hell did Tobin say? And
I mean, I think it's still Valkyrie, yeah. But you don't. You know, you put an S on the end, but you don't.
It's Valkyries.
Huh?
It's Valkyries.
Valkyries. Yeah.
All right, ready? So let's go on. Let me. Where's points?
He's doing a trumpet.
They don't do individual.
For what?
For
Yeah, you can't do player props in summer league. That's a ridiculous thing. How much of a degenerate do you think we are?
I mean, Chooser we're already there.
But
I'll take the
Valkyrie.
So you're taking the Mavs?
Yeah, let's take the Mavs. That's money cool. line.
Mavs on the money line.
Mavs right. on the money.
Now we're talking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What about the Pinks?
The Pinks.
Pinks back. On the road.
Pinks on Hold the down. Road.
We want to go over their Messi goals.
Wait, is it an MLS game?
Yes.
Then, you know, the Messi is going to show
I can't
out.
I can do soccer, but not.
Lionel Messi, anytime goal.
Inter Miami.
First goal scorer, Messi, plus 375.
Over 10.5 corners. Oh, okay. I was getting ready to say, wow. Hold on.
Let's go a little hotter than your Marlins undertake, huh?
Anytime goal score. Messi minus 105. Campana plus 165. Suarez.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas. Chancale.
Don't ask me, dude.
Let's see. Hold on.
Encarnacion.
You don't want to get a little messy? A little messy? A little spicy? Sounds like a Love Island bit.
Oh, it's minus money.
Like that?
So?
Spicy. How about Campana? Throw them in. It's just plus throw 165.
In a little bit. Throw them in there. Yesterday, I took the what?
Yeah.
Campana.
Yeah.
Feeling Suarez a little bit more Campana.
Okay. Then go Suarez.
All right, we're going Suarez
Let's go Suarez.
Goal.
Suarez. We got the.
If we go a Marlins win, a Mavs win, and a Suarez, that's plus 1,200.
We got to keep going.
Keep going. All okay. Right. I like going. It. I like it.
Let me go to Major League Baseball.
Back to Major League Baseball. You want to put a home run in there?
No, I hate that.
Why?
I hate home run bets.
Why do you hate home run bets? It's so much fun.
No, it's not. Let's go with.
Maybe we go 305, little Manny Machado.
Sandy to record 6 strikeouts?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Come on.
Hear me out. Can you look at me? Can you hear me out? Hear me out. Look at me. Look at me.
What?
Just look at me. We go Marlins win. Money line.
Like it.
Mavs win. Money line. Suarez anytime goal.
Uh-huh.
And we get a little 305. Manny Machado home run.
It's spicy.
Manny Machado.
From the Padres.
Yeah.
Who are they playing?
I think they're taking on the Diamondbacks.
Diamondbacks.
And at the Diamondbacks? In that thin
no,
air?
No, it's in San Diego.
Thin air.
All right.
Arizona.
If you do that, plus 5,600.
Okay.
Come on.
There
Come
you go.
On, baby.
Come it's on, spicy. Baby.
That Lock is spicy.
Marlins to win.
It's spicy.
Mavericks to win.
It's spicy.
Luis Suarez scores a goal.
It's spicy.
And Miami's own Manny Machado goes deep.
I'm in.
Leroy's in.
It's spicy.
We're spicy.
It's spicy.
Pretty good.
There you go.
Wow.
That's it.
That's good, baby. You said plus 5,600?
That's right.
We're paying
so if
rent.
You go 10,
we're paying rent.
10, That's $1,000. $10 a piece.
$10. So and if $20. You add another $10.
Wow.
$30, it'll be one, two.
Buckle my shoe.
That's right.
So it'd be $560, $560, $560.
$560.
That'd be $1,620.
Leroy, you can pay my $10, I'll pay you back. Just kidding. But if we don't win, I don't know.
Oh, no.
I don't know. I was going to take it from my winnings, of course.
Nope. I don't have a 20.
All right. Hey.
Marlins.
Hey, what happened to my Manny Machado home run?
Uh-oh.
Where'd it go?
Marlins winners.
Oh, there we go. Okay. Nah, just fat thumbs.
Marlins win, right?
Yep.
Right. Suarez goal.
Yep.
That's all I got.
Mavericks,
oh yeah, win. Mavericks win, and Machado homer.
Hopefully, Cole Swider's not playing tonight.
Oof.
I wonder if I just take the Mavericks off. We took the Mavericks out of it. It's plus +2,300. Not as good.
Oh, so the Mavericks winning bumps it up
that much? Yeah.
Wait a minute. Who does Manny Machado play for?
The Padres. Padres.
Oops. That's why I couldn't find him on the Pirates roster. Makes sense.
Wow.
Click on total bases over.
Those Padres.
1.5 are usually plus money. Good. Yeah, but I don't trust. See, the only over that I would have bet would have been on Cincinnati side with Sandy.
Because you don't trust him anymore?
I mean, just he ain't back yet.
All right.
Suarez goal. It's going to be so great. We're going to be so rich.
Yeah. I'm taking my money to the Sizzler.
Yeah. Boom.
We're in.
I'm going to Bahama Breeze before they close all of them.
All right. We'll take a break.
That place has always been overrated. Sizzler? It's the location that has made it. It's right across from the arena. Mm. And so people used to go there. So they were packed. So they thought they were good. No, your location is good. Your food sucked.
Timbo Slices, what happened to not trusting home runs? Plus +5,600, baby. That's what happened.
Mind your business, dude.
Plus, it's Manny Machado.
Yeah.
Take a break. Finish things up on the other side. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM.
Drake lover.
Take you guys up until 2 here on the show. So yesterday, Love Island took another twist.
Whoa.
Keyshawn Johnson. I like him even more because he just puts it so well. Spoiler alert, by the way, because I'm going to talk about it. But if you're not watching Love Island this week, you're not a Love Island fan because it's the final week.
Okay.
Keyshawn Johnson, Miami Heat Summer League sensation, he posted yesterday on Instagram the correct take, which is, I'm Team Taylor and Clark, America tripping.
Whoa.
Which he's 100% correct about. I don't understand what America's problem is with Taylor finding love with Clark because he didn't like Alondria. I don't understand it. It doesn't make sense to me.
Oh, they got kicked off?
They got voted off yesterday, which was very obvious was going to happen because they had previously done a challenge where Taylor and Clark were like the least popular in everything. And so it was just a matter of time before the next elimination was going to come that Alondria is probably one of the most popular characters on the show. And Taylor left her because at Casa Amor, he fell for Clark. And, you know, Clark was more affectionate. It just clicked. You know, they were together for 10 days, right? And, you know, eventually Alondria lost her bleep at the stand on business challenge. And, you know, Taylor basically...
What?
It was a stand on business challenge.
What exactly?
You had to, like, make confessions about people. And you had to then read these confessions about you.
Ooh.
And you either stand on business or not stand on business.
What happens if you not stand on business?
Everybody stood on business.
Oh, all right. Well,
you ask questions that are basic, like you really want answered or whatever. Like
right.
You're throwing someone under the bus.
Right.
And then you have to basically speak your truth. And then if you are... Like, if you want, you can reveal who it was, who said it, like, who asked it.
Right.
Oh, we had that when I played for the Browns.
You had a confessional?
Yeah.
Can we do that on this show?
Sure.
Yeah, let's play that game.
Can.
Because they, so the way it would go is, it only happened on away games when we were on the bus. And the rule was, if you got on this bus, then you was fair game. And so it would go like this. Somebody would go up to the front and say, I saw a guy last night at 2 a.m. when the bar was closing, leaving with a heavyweight. And then somebody would yell.
Why am I not surprised?
And then somebody would yell, is he on my left or is he on my right? So if you just fess up, we laugh for like 5 minutes, be done with it.
Right.
And as it goes on, right?
Gets worse and worse.
Yeah.
Wow.
So usually
more
guys.
Facts.
Yeah. So usually guys just fess up.
Got it.
Get laughed at, then somebody else go up.
Okay.
And we just go through basic things. We had a guy who.
That sounds a little bit more fun loving than this does.
This got pretty heated.
But anyway, for whatever reason, ever since Taylor, who's an original on the show, he was originally with Alondra, but I never like felt a spark between them. They were kind of just like they found each other.
Really?
It felt a little safe. Yeah.
Really?
And then, listen,
I don't want a guy who chases critters in his backyard telling me about love connections.
Well, I'm an expert on Love Island, and one of the things that pisses me off about this season, it's been an eventful season. I found this to be one of the most unlikable casts, least interesting casts of all time. But the biggest problem with them is nobody found real connections. Everybody who is together right now is a gimmick. Or is together based on a weird elimination.
Off, it's like, wow, how convenient.
Are they together because that's who's left? Not because
right.
they
and
actually
the only run. Couple that was truly, truly in love
together
was Taylor and Clark. Even though they found each other at Casa Amor and there was, you know, some controversy because
you know,
he left Alondra
you
for
don't have to do the
That's how it said. So they find each other at Casa Amor. It doesn't make their love any less love.
That was the most I've ever heard it at that point.
So,
no, now he's just messing with me. So he's going to say it 30 times.
So I just found it. I found it crazy because it's Love Island, not most popular island, not friendship island.
It is Explore Island.
Yeah, it's not situationship island. It's Love Island. These people very clearly loved each other the most. And yet, they got sent home yesterday as the least amount of votes out of six couples. Makes no sense. It's stupid. And the show is stupid. And I'm very mad at it. Because they should still be here. And, you know, this Huda, she is like, she's going through couple after couple after couple. She's got another one who now hates her guts. Because she gives everybody like the willies. She breaks on everybody. She breaks bad on everybody.
She's still on the show?
Yes! And yesterday, she's with Chris. I've already done it. Okay? And Chris is like, hey, why don't you kiss me out in the villa? Like, you're like looking around. She goes, I don't like public displays of affection.
Wait, wasn't she the one that was...
That whole argument could have been so avoided that, if she had just like...
That dropping it like it's hot on...
Yes, the one who's dropping it like it's hot. The one who
looks like,
the one who upset because she did the thing on Ace, and the one who was all lovey-dovey to start the show with Jeremiah. Now she doesn't want to give... And he was like, you can't even kiss me on the cheek? And so, like, that's over. They're done. They're out. They're out. She blew it again.
I love Huda.
So how are they still... Like, how is she still on the show?
I don't know!
What a hood.
I don't know!
She is going to be one of the top three... Come on.
She doesn't deserve to be.
How's she going to be one of the top three? Don't you have to have four?
Because they're not going to kick her out.
Because they don't vote. Because they're not voting for couples. They're voting for the most popular. And the most popular people on the show are Alondra, Huda, and Amaya.
See,
so it's three girls.
What did bother me about yesterday's elimination was the fact that Alondra and Nick aren't necessarily a couple. So the fact that they got rid of the one that was actually closed off, that was messed up.
Well, they got rid of her. You're talking about with it's stupid. They've been together for 3 seconds, even though... You know, Nick and Alondra, cool, I'm glad, but they're not, they've been together for...
They're not together, though. That's the thing.
I mean, I think they like each other. I actually see a spark there, more so than even, I think, even Shelly and Ace. Like, I don't know, you know, Shelly, I've been off a ship on her for a little bit because of how she did Ace because of the whole Chris thing and Huda thing. Amaya's the one who's going to win the show, for sure. Everybody loves Amaya. Yeah. But, and then there's Pepe.
Who's Pepe?
Oh, that's Pepe.
This is Pepe. This guy, see, he's the only popular dude.
Is he the only? How many people are left?
He's not going to make top three.
How many people are left?
He's going to make
top three. No, there's no way. He's not going to make top three. Because he's because the women only like him. It doesn't matter. For him, it's Horny Island. Very clearly, he's the most popular. He's the one everybody sweats on the island the most, or all the viewers sweat the most.
I don't know why, though.
Because he's been through three people. He's bagged them all, okay? And they're just like, oh, but Pepe. You know, and he just keeps get to going. Like a horny dog. Just keeps to get ripping through everybody. And he's like, I mean, he's like, oh, I miss Hannah so much. Oh, boo, oh, Gladys, you're the best. Oh, boo, I'm with Iris now. Oh, horny.
All right, look, the people want to know, though. I asked you this question earlier. Not a lot of people are veterans like you in this sense.
Yep.
Ekansu or Hoda?
As far as, like,
most villainous villain.
I don't find Hoda to be a villain. No. She's just... Because
Ekansu was a villain, though.
You know, Hoda's a little like LaMelo Ball, where it's like, you're not going to win the championship with her, but, like, she's worth the price of admission.
Wow.
And I don't feel like this season would have even drawn ratings without her.
Oh, yeah.
She really carried the first half.
Look at that, man.
She really did. Like LeBron on the 07 Cavs. Like, she really carried the first half because all of these people were super boring.
Got herself a couple Booby Gibsons, huh?
She does. But I'm telling you, you're 0 for 3. We called that a hat trick. I don't know what to tell you.
Whoa. What am I supposed to do?
Yeah, unless it's always the guy's fault? What am I supposed to do? What am I to do with that? Mm. All he wanted was a smooch.
Oh,
and you're like, they don't like public. He goes, we had he's like, we had sex in the bedroom next to everybody.
Yeah, is that not? I don't know. I don't want to be that guy, but sometimes women do that. You know, sometimes they switch it up on you.
I don't want to be like that either. But like, three's a pattern. I don't know what to tell you. It just is what it is. She doesn't deserve to win Love Island.
Whoa, she's gonna.
I don't think she's
who's gonna win.
She's totally gonna win.
Amaya.
I think Amaya's gonna win. I think Amaya and
so
Brian.
So right now there's four. There's three girls and two dudes?
No, it's five couples are left.
Five couples.
Five couples. You got Pepe and Iris. Pepe's only around because women, they love Pepe because he's the bad boy.
Handsome.
You got Nick and Alondra.
He's a bad boy, really? I feel like people lean more into he's a very nice guy.
Oh, he's a nice guy.
Very nice guy.
He's banged three different women on the show. He's such a nice guy.
Very nice guy.
He's like, oh, like, love me in the sheets. I got to make it over this. Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. Great guy.
But that's what I'm reading.
Professional basketball player.
I know.
Yeah, okay.
I always hate that, though, too, because then my wife's like, oh, you know him, right? He played basketball. And I'm like, no. This guy was not.
And it's also overseas.
Exactly.
Whatever. He did play.
Sure.
Pepe.
Could have played for the Lions.
Because Iris, like, come on, Iris. Like, what?
You need to open up your Iris.
Name three words Iris has said all season. She hasn't said anything. She's riding coattails with Pepe.
Poor Iris.
They're not winning. Mm. Hoda, Chris, over.
Wow.
Ace Shelley, maybe. I mean, like.
Okay.
You know, I thought you're not voting on couples, though.
You do. You do vote couples. Now you vote couples. But I'm saying, a lot of couples.
Every other season, though, this is literally popularity. That's why I'm saying Pepe's going to be top three.
I don't think so. He's not, because he's not popular enough to top the top three. Like, if he
who's the top three?
The socials.
Amaya and Brian, who are the most in love left, they probably deserve to win. Everybody loves Amaya. Hoda and Chris, that's over. It's going to be over.
Over.
Shelly and Ace.
Oh.
Pepe and Iris. And who am I missing?
We're missing somebody.
Oh, Nick and Alondra. Nick and Alondra definitely make the top three.
Wow.
I think Shelly and Ace are going to make top three.
They're not real.
They are, though. They're gonna. But everybody loves Alondra. She's the most popular, except for Amaya. She's maybe second most popular. Nah. But Shelly and Ace, you know what they're like?
What are they like?
I mean, you already told somebody.
They also
like,
said a lot.
LaMelo Ball.
It was yesterday's episode. They kept saying that they always fought. They were always fighting.
Who, Ace and Shelly?
Yeah.
Yeah, because Shelly's impossible. That's why. She's impossible. You know, she's like, oh, I don't understand why you let Hoda grind on you. He's like, you just made out with somebody.
It's true.
Like, but you know what they're like? They've been around. They've gone through some, but they're like the mid-major, you know?
Ah, the mid-major.
Not a true strength of schedule, but they're together.
Okay. This is great.
So they're like Miami of Ohio.
It just doesn't make sense that Taylor and Clark were sent. Yeah, exactly. It doesn't make sense that Taylor and Clark were sent home.
I love that. I love that I could add to this show without knowing one single thing about it.
So the final episode, Saturday, for sure.
Wait, so it's five groups left. So when are they going to cut down to the final three?
Next episode. Probably tonight.
Really?
I think they're going to send somebody home.
Tonight, there's none.
So they're going to send somebody.
Then they'll send somebody home on Thursday.
They're going to send somebody home on Thursday.
This show
skips. But wait, that still only means then there'll be four.
Yeah, maybe they send two home. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's getting cut down, dude.
But, I mean, it just sounds like Love Island, a lot of the people are getting mad.
Not a lot of love. Not a lot of love on this island here.
There is no love on this one. At this season.
I mean, how can it be love when it's your job at some point during the show to get somebody else to fall for you?
Yeah.
I do love how all the athletes are tweeting about this now. It's never been more popular, the show. It's never been more popular.
I'm out.
It's overtaken UK. Do you don't understand what a powerhouse that is?
What?
Just to take over Love Island UK. I mean, it's very impressive what they've done.
I mean, the UK is good, but we always take their shows and make them better. I mean,
that's true. The Office, you know, you're right.
Deal or No Deal, Power Rangers,
Power Rangers,
Harry Potter.
Is that not one of them?
What was better, Harry Potter or Charmed? I rest my case.
Oh, come on,
Charmed.
What?
Harry Potter.
For different reasons, dude.
I don't think those are comparable, really.
Not comparable. You had three hot witches.
One of them was a book.
Like, that's not Harry Potter.
Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
All right. That's our show for today, you rascals.
Did we honestly do a show today?
Did we? I think we had fun.
I don't know.
It was a good time. It was a good time.
What have I told you about July Sports Talk?
Ah, this is
talk about Hooda.
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.